Hey, Jeff here. If you like the podcast, you might dig this. Dan Hodgins is going to join Lisa Murphy and I for 3 gigs in 2018. We're going to be in Portland, Oregon, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Madison, Wisconsin. We're calling it the Talking Play Tour because that's what we're going to be doing, talk and play. You can learn more at playvolutionhq.com/events. Hope to see you there.
Welcome.
Oh, to the stop. Child care.
Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. This is Jeff Johnson coming to you from upstairs studio. In studio with me, I have Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
And Lisa Murphy.
Hello.
No, I'm just kidding. This-
Excellent. I loved it.
Today, we're bringing you a very special episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast.
Stop.
No?
Okay,
all
so
special.
Here's what happened.
Yeah, they're all very special.
Here's what happened. So after the last episode, which I clearly had some kind of an emotional response or reaction
yeah,
to.
If you need a reference to
don't listen to it. If you didn't listen to it.
Now go back and listen to the last 10 minutes of the last episode.
And I started talking and I looked at Tasha and I could tell that something was coming over me. And I tried to like keep it in check. But then my eyes started going and my lips started going. I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. And I've learned to try and not to keep shit bottled up. So I have no idea what this has to do with early childhood education, but I'm sure we'll find a link. But I said, I don't want to leave this hanging until we come back and pot again. So turn that frickin' ass play record button on again and let's talk about this because Tasha had a really interesting insight. Tonight is, although you don't know this, tonight is the last night. We've been together a couple nights. We chat. We do pods.
Not the last night ever.
Not the last night ever. So
no.
Sorry. Yeah,
no.
Sorry.
Not the last
no,
night.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to. It's the last night of Lisa hanging out here
in
this trip.
Session.
On this particular recording session, tonight's the goodbye night. And then tomorrow I fly and I go do a gig in Vegas and then I go back to Orlando and all that nonsense. If you've been listening for a while, I don't know when it was. You could look it up while I'm telling the story. When I started dating Pablo, I had a very interesting episode of being really, really mean. Not that I was mean to them tonight, but I had a really interesting episode of being mean to people after I left Pablo and had to fly. And I realized that I was having feelings and emotions. And if you've been following along for a while, this has been a little bit tricky and hard for me. I've been through a divorce and feelings and all that.
Being female and
bullshit has been hard for me and being a girl.
Sucks.
And when Tasha lovingly pointed out, hey, so here's an observation that tonight's the last night and maybe this is some of that emotion of saying goodbye to a familiar place that's a safe space. Look at me, like, doing it right now. Not that it's like, oh, this is a safe spot. But anyway, all I wanted to say was that Tasha had a really 100% spot-on observation, and I wanted to acknowledge that it was probably correct. So
great. Now I'm teary-eyed.
No, don't be teary-eyed.
No, no.
But I think this sometimes happens at school, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Kids start to feel safe in a certain spot, mm-hmm. and then maybe there's a transition or they go to another classroom. And I'm not trying to deflect, like, my honest, just, like, in-the-moment feeling like, oh, this is kind of like that one time. It's, you know, it's me. And right now, for whatever reason, I'm having this response. And in the past, I would have squished it down or I would have tried to overthink it and figure out why it's happening. Right now, I'm just like, you know what? It's happening. And if something comes to pass and I figure out what it's about, then awesome. And if not, it is what it is, what it is. And I feel comfortable that I'm with people that I'm not going to like go like, oh, my God, they saw me cry. Oh, my God. But I,
no.
In the past, that's what I would bring to the table.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I can never hang out with these people ever again because they saw this side of me, this vulnerable, this cry, I don't even know what it's about side of me. So that's I felt the need, and I'll totally own this. You can never, I mean, this crap pod, perhaps. It's just Lisa Murphy's barfing.
Oh, somebody's fucking crying. It's good pod.
Anyway,
Well, here's
not that I necessarily need to link it to something ECE, but
I'll link it to something ECE. Caregivers in the classroom go through this stuff on a regular basis, I would assume, and I've seen, because we're humans living human lives. And when you're trying to live your life and work with all these little people, and you've got all the stuff going on away from work, you got stuff going on with your own children or your own sweetie pie or getting the bills paid or the obligations or your parents are getting older and sick or whatever it is. You bring that emotional stuff to the work with you, and every once in a while, it seeps
explodes.
Out, it explodes out your eye holes.
It does.
And
sometimes, and I'll speak to this because, okay, so my dad's been sick, and they're traveling, and they're on the road, and it's just nothing but 100% of drama, you know, and now they're driving back across, and I've been talking with Jeff and Tasha mm-hmm. about it, and I don't need to fill everybody in on all the drama details and the specifics, but there's a lot of crap like around me right now, and I've spent a lot of time coming out of the crap.
Yeah, and so I mean,
and I just feel that right now I'm back in the crap again a little bit, and I'm like, fuck.
That's just people, and so when we're dealing with that in our work,
you have a lot of tissues.
You got to have a lot of tissues, which is great because you can use a cardboard box
and good tissues and people that you can be around. Because yes. I will tell you straight up 100%, when I first met these two people that I'm looking at straight up across the table right now, oh, shit, I never would have been like this. I would have found a way. I would have just poured another glass of wine. I'd have stuffed that back inside and I'd have figured it out.
Put that wall back up.
Put the wall back up.
Yep.
And so does this go back to what we've talked about?
Relationships.
relationships. But in this series of recordings, we've talked a lot about the need to have allies and to have somebody that's got your back and somebody you feel comfortable with and that you can bounce those things off. And
or even be in a place where you don't even know what you need to bounce off and you're just like, holy shit, something just like... Yeah. Came into my body. Yeah. Like I've just been possessed by an emotion and the cork came
out, the bottle cap came off, and it's like,
what the hell to do with this?
Well, yeah.
Like it might not have had anything to do with recapitulative play.
Yeah.
But yet something that was said made me go, fuck this recapitulative play.
Well, and in the
do we need to re-record this? No.
And in the annals of human existence, I'm guessing more tears have been shed over the raw emotions of general life than recapitulative play.
Recapitulative play is option often capturing those kinds of emotional.
Well, yeah, and maybe that's the reason that it's left off the list sometimes.
Oh. Maybe because it makes people cry. Yeah, maybe. There's
emotions here. No.
And so in the classroom, when this happens, I mean, we've talked about it before, that you need to have some code. I need an adult. I mean, that emergency. So, I mean, every once in a while, somebody needs to get tagged out of the classroom. And
should I tell that story?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's an
awesome. This is an awesome story.
Yes, it is.
And probably, I mean, I have a lot of stories. This is in my top five. So I was observing, and I wasn't observing yet. I was invited in. I was talking with the director. I was getting ready to go do some observations. And so the classrooms were set up interestingly. There was like a long hallway with all the classrooms on either side. If you've not heard the story, I'm just trying to paint you a picture. So I'm kind of in the foyer talking to the director, and all of a sudden, one of the teachers from further down the hall opened the door, and no exaggeration, she just tipped her head out and said, I need to be tapped out. And the director looked back and looked at me, and then she said, now. And the director said, I've always told all my staff that whenever they get to this point, I would rather have them ask for a timeout than for them to put a kid in a timeout. And I have never, I can't say never because I forget things. Up to that point, had never seen such a supportive, put your money where your mouth is, supportive mm-hmm. environment. Like a lot of people say, I got your back.
Mm-hmm. Well, even though the director was talking with you, she still said, my staff goes first.
They got you mm-hmm. over yep. this. Like, I'll be right back.
And so in the future, do we need a...
I need to be tapped out of
No, no, maybe next time we record, we should have Dan Hodgins or Tamar Jacobson or Heather Shoemaker or somebody just in a glass case in the other corner, in the corner of the studio. And then if we need to, we just break glass. And if one of us has got to get out, then we can bring somebody in mid-episode.
Popsicle stick head.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that'd work. I don't know.
I appreciate your
do they get snacks and a bevy while they're
sure.
in the glass?
We put a feeding tube. It's kind of like
a
hamster cage.
Well, think of the children too. I mean, they go through transitions and they start crying sometimes, and you ask them why, and they have no idea. And sometimes you keep pressing them.
But if I'm an adult that's always squished my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said, no, everything's fine. I don't know why I'm crying, when really I know why I'm crying, but I always tell people that. So when I ask this kid why, and they say, I don't know, in my head I'm like, you're a liar, because I know there's a reason inside that little bitty head of yours. And I'm not saying that's what was happening right now.
No,
one time I got punched in the face by a girl during circle time. I think I've told this story.
As a child or as an adult?
I was the teacher.
Okay.
I was the teacher. No, I'm not going to break your glass. So I was doing circle time. Her name was Danielle, and she's probably an adult at this juncture. And she was part of a foster care grouping of adopted children in the school. And something in the book just set her off. She got up out of circle time and just clocked me. Boom! Right on the bridge with my glasses. So I don't care who you are. That hurts.
Yeah.
So I started crying, not because I was like how I was just crying.
It was more
shit. And like, damn, that hurt.
Yes.
I got two black eyes.
Oh, definitely.
My glasses broke. And as my honest reaction was one of, she looked at me and her body language shifted 180 degrees, and that child didn't leave my side until she went to kindergarten.
You had a friend and a protector for life then.
Right, whose drama, whose narrative was actually being acted out that day, I have no idea. But I know that she was put into my class for a reason, and I was put in her world for a reason, and I had never had anything like that happen to me before as a teacher. And at that point, I can't say I had that insight then, but hindsight 2020, I'm very glad that I have always been the adult that didn't like go, oh shit, the glass broke. And that might be how my mother reacted, right? I never was that person. So when she hit me, I didn't have that
physical,
aggressive,
punch her in the throat.
I didn't punch her back, right? And I didn't scream at her. I just received it. And then in the silence that was not me going, I need to be silent now while I process how I respond. This was my body just going
you're in shock.
Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, yeah.
But because nothing reactive happened, and I'm not owning that at all. That was just my body responding.
Well,
that girl didn't project onto me, perhaps, I don't know her full story, of how she had always been treated prior. And that's why I had a friend and an ally. For the rest of the time she was with you.
But I mean, if it had been longer, it had been,
So my point is that was the first time a child had in a professional role had ever seen me display an honest emotion. And I think because I didn't overreact.
Well, and I think,
or reactively react.
Yeah, and seeing her,
I learned a lesson, and
you,
she did too.
And how her reaction was to your reaction so quickly.
We both learned a lesson in that.
Ooh, yeah, okay. So we've
Don't
been together.
You push me right now, Jeff Johnson.
No, I'm push Tasha.
I'll poke
at Tasha. So in our 30 plus years together, we've had a fight or two.
Yes.
And most of them were in our younger days when we were young and stupid.
Yes.
And for most of that time when we would fight, most of the time...
Were you yellers and screamers?
Well, I never have been.
I'm being nosy. You can tell me.
No, that's where I'm going here. I never have been. And in fact, the more outraged somebody gets with me, the quieter and calmer I tend to be. And I think that really used to piss Tasha off, because that wasn't the model of fighting she'd seen.
You were used to the yelling and the screaming?
Oh, yeah. My parents fought. And
like, rah! Like that kind
of
fighting?
It was behind closed doors.
But not very thick doors. Hollow core doors.
Shh. It was behind closed doors.
Let her tell her story.
Until we moved to the city, from the farm to the city. And it wasn't until I was 9 years old that the yelling and the arguing went in front of the doors. And it happened any time we were around. So
you were always exposed to it. Just for a while, they thought you weren't.
They kept it behind closed doors, I think, because we were closer to my grandparents, my mom's parents at the time, and my sister and I being younger, stories might leak out unintentionally, and we were supposed to be the good family. Everything was fine at home, but once we moved to town, my mom just didn't keep it in very well, and I think she didn't have any friends in town either, so she figured if she let it out in front of the door, we would be on her side more.
Yeah. So you brought a yelling kind of banter conflict
yelling,
resolution
slamming
to the
doors,
table.
You throw things.
And you brought a...
We'll figure this out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, and I had the wall built up. Emotions were behind it. Emotions suck
so how
when
long,
they start coming
how
out.
Long did it take for you guys to work this out that you guys were bringing 180-degree conflict resolution tools to the table?
30 years. No, I don't know. Well, first you got to get done being a teenager in early 20s.
Yeah, right. Well, you guys met each other young.
We've been together
that.
Forever. I mean, yeah. And so I don't know. We don't find much to fight about, I guess, because she's more than I deserve. So I just try to be on my best behavior, and she's got high tolerance levels. So I guess it doesn't amount to much. But I could really tell back in the day how much it pissed her off that I wasn't
yelling.
I wasn't following that model. Yeah,
but I knew
you weren't subscribing to the script.
And
as dysfunctional as the script might have been,
yes,
it was
that's
the script
what
you
I knew.
Knew.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you didn't know the words.
Yeah,
and my parents hated him
because he didn't know the script.
He was the bad boy, and you know, if I started going out with somebody, that our family secrets might get out. So.
Well, another on the podcast. So what else we got on this one?
This was mostly just Lisa Murphy wanting to not let people who listened to the last episode go, wah, wah, wah. We'll see you next season.
Well, and they are concerned. I mean, you go to, you know, conferences or something, and if something is, they'll want some more information. You know, you were talking about this, or you had this person on, and yeah.
And what brought up? I don't clip. Know.
We're going to name it.
What are you going to call this?
We're going to call this.
Lisa Murphy says she's sorry for having a feeling.
We're going to call this.
Lisa has an emotion.
Again? I've had two now.
we're going to call it. Why was Lisa crying? A very special episode.
Oh.
And it would be around Christmas time, which.
Oh, shit.
That's when you need it. That's sweeps week.
That's
when the ratings come out. Yeah.
Perfect. You're welcome.
You planned it, didn't you?
I knew it. I had done the math. I knew what we were in.
Now would you like to tell the listeners that that was just acting and you
well,
were just
I did
staging?
Go to the Goodman School of Drama.
That was theater.
I was acting.
That's right.
Anything else?
No. Just thank you for. You know what? I am going to pat myself on the back for saying. Put your headphones back on and hit record again.
Definitely.
Because usually I would just go run upstairs and hide and be like, oh, shit, and now I have something to ruminate about tomorrow all day while I'm flying to Las Vegas.
You just sit silently in the hour and a half drive to the airport.
She wakes
and everything.
Up early and Ubers, so she just slinks out.
I don't want anybody to look at me.
Well, no. Hey, the Child Care Bar and Grill. We put on the headphones when there's hard stuff to talk about because this is the ballsiest, hardest drinking early learning podcast out there in early learning podcast world.
Yes,
so,
go
we
us.
We got that going for us.
Shit, I can't fix my makeup.
Although the hardest drinking part, we've really knocked down on that. People last night we went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you know what? The last like three times I've been here, I've joked we've called them the sober sessions. Yeah, so if you're kind of new, just listen to this one and back like 40.
Yeah, we apologize for all the former drunkenness. Lisa, the last 2 days, Lisa and Tasha have taken naps, which I think it's so we didn't come up.
Not had one glass of wine.
I know.
No.
I figured
it was the heat. It was just too warm.
Maybe that's what made me cry.
Yes.
We're getting old. Hey, this has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. We're not going to do another if you want it, people, there have been two menopause episodes. Just go check out the Hot Flash and Hot Flash 2.0 episodes. Back soon with another episode. Hopefully it'll be tear free. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Ooh.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.
Oh.
Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks.